When I take my sugar to tea, all the girls are jealous of me. So I never take him where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea.
My name's Julie Giddis and I'm the Outreach Officer with the Goldfields Library Corporation.
How did the Teapot Project come together?
Well, it really had, I have to say, nothing to do with the library. It was a planned activity group, and the planned activity group are run by council. It's a craft group that's been going for a year. So they did the beautiful decoration of the teapots as part of a project for the biggest morning tea, and after they'd done that, they approached the library and asked if there was somewhere they could display them. Well, we were just delighted and thrilled because they've created so much interest. Everyone's loved them. People keep asking the librarians how they were made and all sorts of things, yeah.
Because we're standing here watching people take a look now. People are really happy with it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I think, to me, as soon as I saw them, I just thought they were pieces of high art. And a lot of people have had that comment. They've come over and peered and, you know, tried to really analyse about how these were actually made. But I think the overall effect is just something so sort of joyful. That teapot is a symbol of something so nice anyway, of sitting down and sharing something with people. And these are just beautiful, really worth a look. Yeah.
I'm standing here with Betty, who had a lot to do with how this project came about.
Well, I had this beautifully decorated teapot given to me for my birthday by my son, and I took it to the group to show them. Everyone admired it, and Lynn decided we could try and make them too.
I've been told that things weren't looking so great after the first session, and maybe people weren't quite as optimistic about being able to do it.
Well, some of them like to make things that are useful, but we still enjoyed doing it. Everyone had their own ideas about it, and they all turned out beautifully, didn't they?
They really are individual. They're a great representation of how different people are. Yeah. Can you describe what yours was all about?
I wanted to make it similar to the one I had, and then the roses had to be made out of ribbon. Lynn gave me a very small demonstration, and I persevered until I worked out how to do it.
So there's been lots of work that's gone into them all.
Well, I think most of the ladies, some of them brought lovely flowers from cakes that they'd had decorated. I think Annie did that. And the others more or less had their own ideas, but mine was more or less from the other one I had.
Now, within the planned activity group, and specifically the craft group, what is it that you like about it so much?
Well, I've always loved craft, and it's a day out as well. And the ladies group that we're with are just lovely, and the leaders are beautiful.
So when you started all those weeks ago, did you ever think that you'd be coming to the library to see them on display for the whole world?
Never. I'm not one for that sort of thing.
So how did you feel when you saw them for the first time?
Yeah. Oh, yes, they are beautiful. Yeah, they really are good. And Nikki, who was one of the helpers, is really lovely and helped a lot. She's got good ideas.
Just from having seen some of the reactions from people in the library, it's been fantastic, so you must be proud.
It's just amazing, yeah. Yeah, I'm really pleased that we did it. Lynn did say we might have tea cosies next year.
It's good to hear that you'll stick at it.
It's a long time yet for aged people.